Hello, everyone. Glad you're joining us today. This is a recording of our service that we just had up at the Bird Park on June 14th. Unfortunately, we had a few recording issues on the first part of worship and partway through Ron Aaron's greeting. And so what we are doing is posting a couple pre-recorded worship songs, which will then fall into the part of Ron's talk that we picked up along with the rest of the service. So we apologize for that. We are going to be working those kinks out for the next Sunday when we try to bring those recordings to you from our park services up there. So enjoy the service.
Thank you. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you, if you would, you know what this is? It's love, the symbol of love, right? Raise a hand with the symbol of love. And I'd like you to stand, those that you can. And I'd like you to repeat after me, those of you that will. We are here to protest against the evil prince of this world. And his wicked ways, and we do so by worshiping the heavenly prince, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We protest by proclaiming Jesus is Lord, that God our Father is in control, that he loves each one of us. And we do all this through the power of the Holy Spirit, who indwells each one of us, and today brings us together as one to again form physically the body of Christ in Avalon. Together again in community to worship our God, to love one another, and to lift high the name of Jesus. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here today and gathered together to give you the glory that you so richly deserve. And we thank you for placing each one of us here at this place in Avalon at this time. Where we live is no accident. The community of Avalon is a main mission field, and we declare these streets be covered not by the blood of our neighbors, but by the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that Satan has no power here. Neighbor will embrace neighbor, no matter our race, our color, or our skin. The strong will stand for the weak. The young and old will respect one another. The capable will assist the incapable. Our homes will be safe havens of love, friendship, kindness, and compassion. No one goes hungry. No one goes unnoticed. Lives here will be changed in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all thy hands I hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, it trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands. Time is in his hands, beginning at the end, beginning at the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Our God, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great, how great is our God.
Name above,
name above all names,
you are
worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God.
Sing it out, name above.
Name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Our God, sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
When the weight of life begins to fall, on the name of Jesus I will call. For I know my God is in control, and his purpose is unshakable. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Amen.
as I walk into the days to come. I will not forget what you have done. For you have supplied my every need, and your presence is enough for me. It doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I see, my hope will always be in your promises for me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me. For me, you will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made, nothing's gonna take your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me. Do you agree with that? You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you've made, nothing's gonna take your love away. You'll always be more than enough for me.
One more time, proclaim that. You will always.
You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You will always be more than enough for me.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me.
It doesn't matter what I feel,
it doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be in your promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear, for your love has set me free. My hope will always be in your promises to me.
God, I love that. That no matter what happens, we can always reflect on God's promises. This year, no doubt, has been a tough one for everybody. But God is with us, and God has never left us. So in that spirit, today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm the only one that's gained weight, and all y'all look better during this quarantine time. So I don't know if you've listened to all the rules, but it's been hard for me to follow all the rules, right? Can I get an amen or something? You know, stay inside. Don't stay inside. Wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. 6 feet, 3 feet, 10 feet. Who knows? But you know what? To kick this service off, we want to start just by doing something kind of crazy. Who remembers the wave? Okay. Well, if you don't know what the wave is, you're about to find out. Okay? So we want to start from one side. We'll start from this tent, and then we're going to go all across the way here and see if we can make it all the way to where my buddy Bill's at. Go ahead and wave your hand, Bill, in the air, like you just don't care. And then we're going to send it back. Y'all ready? We're going to do this on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back. Okay, one more time. Here we go. One, two, three, go. Okay, all right, all right. See, he did it right. He stood up. Congratulations. Come on. All right. Well, you know what? Today we're so excited that you came to join us today. You had your choices. You could have stayed home, but you decided to come out. So with that said, we just want to have a great service today, a great time of fellowship. Today's service, please bear with me. I have to get my phone to unlock with my eyes because that's a new thing now. Let me go ahead and read a verse. Today's verse comes out of Isaiah 54, 1 through 6. And this is coming from the Message version, so if it sounds a little different, that's why. It says, "Sing, barren women who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large, spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities." Amen. So when I think about that, you know, today's title, this message, and please forgive me, is Pliable Spaces. Where's my pastor at? Pliable Spaces. You know, this is a time where God is allowing us a unique opportunity to resettle, to reset where we might be. Maybe we work too much. Maybe we are not creating healthy habits. But right now is a time to allow God to mold you into whatever He has planned for your life. And if you'll just do that, if you haven't done that, I dare you, I double dog dare you to invite God into your quarantine time and allow Him to minister to your spirit. I won't take up any more time. With that said, here's Pastor Andrew. Have a blessed day, guys.
Matthew, thank you so much. And thank you all for being here today. The lion never attacks the pack of buffalo. It only attacks what it can successfully isolate. Right? Despite social isolation here, due to COVID-19, there is strength in numbers. You made it here today. Some of you would rather have that chair down on Step Beach, probably. But you made it here today, and we're grateful that you're here. What a fun day to celebrate. And we'll just stick to today, all right? We'll just celebrate right now, today. And I know it's hard to believe, but you're in position for a miracle, okay? You are. And when God gets involved, that's what He does. He positions us for miracles. In spite of our fear, we're going forward in the name of the Lord. His presence is our banner. The glory of the Lord is in this little park right now. What is the theological supposition that's always getting shoved our way? The best is yet to come. Have you heard that? Right? Over and over again. It's great. But however, we're not waiting for things to get shoved our way. With this best is yet to come. We're not getting things in order or things getting better to give God praise. We have a right now praise opportunity. Is there anyone awake this morning? Man, thank you to the worship team. Thank you to the gang. Ron, thank you for that sweet pledge. It's been a long time since I've done that right there. And that meant a lot. We are going against the enemy. That's what we were doing this morning. Shout now because the battle is won. Don't wait for the battle to be over. Shout now, it is over. Give Him praise right now with your mask on. That's fine. The presence of the Lord is in this park. Sometimes we think that the devil is just here to beat us down with worry. And we need to proclaim that we have backup. We all have a bigger friend. We have Jesus to help us with fear and insecurity. And my friends, that has been what sustained us through this entire time, and it's still going on. The favor of the Lord is with you. He's with your family, okay? Shout now, dance now, love now, live now, trust now. Don't put it off. If the joy of the Lord is your strength, let's praise Him today and see what God is showing us today. Matt, Great job on the scripture. I am using the message. It's a beautiful paraphrase. And I want to go to it real quick. The future glory of Zion from the message. This free paraphrase. Spread out. Think big. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who have never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Plenty of rope is needed. Drive the stakes and the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for a growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. I don't know if church has ever been done in this little park, but we're going to settle it. God has a message for you today. And hopefully today we learn that God is creating opportunities that we have not yet realized. Are you with me? Our one opportunity you have right now is to invite someone to join church by going online. I believe it or not, I think you're recording this morning. Am I right? All right. So this service is being recorded. And it'll be online for folks that couldn't make it today or friends you have across the nation. And those of you welcome, I'm welcoming you in golf carts today, too. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. It's never happened. The online ministries will continue regardless of whether or not people can make it. We're going to keep online going. God has a message, and this is also a good message for someone trying to get their life back together. Sing, barren women. Fill with song, the NIV says. Shout for joy. Enlarge the place of your tent. Say this with me. We need room. One more time. We need room. That's it. The idea was to find an outdoor place that was accessible for all of us to worship together. Not having to deal with the 25% maximum capacity guidelines set with all the indoor protocols. That day is coming. But right now, let's just get somewhere. Let's just find a place. What will we need? Who do we know? Do we need money for the park rental? God inhabits his people. And however, people have to have, they have to be blessed with the resources to find and reserve the space. Someone out here has done that. I want to say thank you to the person that helped us reserve this space. Thank you to the person behind the scenes that helped us do this today. There are those out there who object to having a worship service during this pandemic. And what I've noticed is that many of them are the same folks that objected us to doing church prior in the first place before the virus. So there you go. Okay. But others had very legitimate concerns, and we had to do our homework. And that's where this idea came from regarding Bird Park Community Church. And those folks are sitting around here today, and I'm grateful for you. I never thought I'd stand here looking at the Church of Jesus out in front of me. It's amazing. It has a nice ring to it, Bird Park Community Church. So maybe we rename our ministries. For men, it'd be Wild Birds West. Or Cageless Birds, which is a band name, instead of Our Lady's Oasis Ministry. How about Morning Doves? Or The Flock? That one's taken too. Okay. We can meet in the Tiki Tiki room together. We didn't rush into this decision, though. We had to think through it very carefully. We needed to give things more time. Listen carefully. We needed to give things more time to play out. Because one never knows when discouragement turns into a blessing. Are you listening? And wouldn't you know it, L.A. County opened back up this past Friday. What do you think of them apples? You like apples? How do you like them apples? We never saw that coming. Often the periods in our lives when we think God has left us are in fact merely setups for opportunity for God to do some of the greatest things in our lives. During this quarantine period, with all that's happened, the church, listen to me, it has expanded. And I mean rapidly. Enrique knows this and others know this. Greg Laurie, Francis Chan, Ransom Heart Ministries have all reported thousands and thousands of people seeking information on salvation through Jesus. They don't want membership. They're not looking for, you know, 3 points in a poem. They're looking, how must I be saved? although we haven't been able to attend an actual building in almost 100 days, the reach of God's church through its online ministries has expanded exponentially. Have you ever felt pressure of life pressing against you, yet you still felt that God was with you? And you didn't even know how God was going to do it. All you knew was that God would come through. And something in you becomes so convinced that neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future were able to separate you from what God had planned for you. Nothing. For those of you who are new to church, and some of you might not be aware of the faith and dedication, but a great number of folks have had a lot of faith that God was going to do something and grow this church. And I want to ask you this. When you pray to God and ask Him to make a way, hopefully, do you get upset with the way that He makes? Is there something there every time you look at that and you say, I'm not happy with the way that He made? You know, every time I go downtown and I look at our ACC building and parts of it, I never thought of a food pantry. I never thought of a food pantry assisting 200 families with 800 to 900 people possibly being fed in this community. Did anybody ever see that coming out of the teen center, right? Anybody ever see 800 to 900 people being fed through that? I think about the space between what it was and what it is, where no one knew. Thousands and thousands of dollars donated for that food down there out of nowhere. What God was doing. And I'm not just talking about the teen center or some tent city back in the Banning days, okay? I'm also talking to you, listen, about this season and this season in your life and in my life right now. There's a season, and God told me to call it this morning. Matt, thank you. Pliable space. Pliable space, not flexible space where you kind of get out of the way, but something that can be remolded into something new, pliable. By pliable, I'm referring to the space between what it was and what it has potential to be, what you were before this whole thing started with this pandemic, and what you have potential to be. And my friends, I know that you've been sitting here for a little bit, and I'm not going to keep you long. This is more than a message about buildings. It's a message about belief. God can make a way. This is not to say we deserve it. What we can say is that we have it. Amen? We have it. We all have faith. And I'm not saying that it's not scary. Okay? I'm looking around and I know there's been a lot of fear and a lot of folks around here, a lot of families, because the process is really scary. All I'm saying is that God used the space to fill an opportunity that we didn't even know about yet, a food pantry. So much controversy, and yet folks coming for food and being fed. Isaiah is preaching about pliable flex space to the nation of Israel in this reading. On the surface, Isaiah 54 appears to be an encouraging scripture. A couple verses, spread out, think big. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who have never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than the childbearing women. God says so. Love that. We all need to sing before we see it. My friends, whatever you do and whatever the enemy takes away from you in this season, and for some of you, he has limited your mobility. And for some of you, you've lost all the progress that you've made from the last level. I get it. Our excuses keep us from expanding. Ask God how else we can deploy our resources. What can we do? Let's find a park. Let's turn this teen thing into a food service center. Let's feed the community here. How can we take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for good in this world? Amen. What can we do with our resources? What can we do? A lot of times we wed ourselves with what was, and thereby prohibit our ability to be transformed. And here is my message for someone today. Whatever you lose in this season, whatever the virus takes, don't ever let the devil have your song. And I know that some of you don't sing very good, okay? But you still need to sing. And sometimes we have to sing it until we mean it. It doesn't feel good right now, but sing it until we mean it. Sometimes your prayers, your praise, your song will be like trying to start an old car or golf cart in wintertime. You got to choke it a little bit. You got to have to kick it a little bit. Got to get it going. And let's be honest, this new normal has forced you to multi-purpose in your home, to also be a church on the weekend and a place to dwell. And we're slowly starting to get back into this church thing together and to do it in person. But my sincere wish is that you don't shut church down in your home. Please don't do that. Or wherever you've been worshiping, don't stop there. This is what God wants us to do, to let God continue to speak to us in our golf carts, in our kitchens, in our living room, our bedroom. God lives where praise does. God lives where gratitude is. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, wherever you are. I even had one guy in our Wild Men in the restroom because there was some peace and quiet who was zooming in on our Wild Men time. He used the restroom. Man, it was everything. Even when you don't feel it, set the stage for praise to come. Praise him by faith. We didn't go to the Beacon and Metropole Church building today, but God has come to us here in this park. Amen. Grace broke down from heaven and came down to us. Psalm 22, verse 3 says, "Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises." So eventually you're like Jacob. Your name, so to speak, changed to Israel here. But surely the God of the universe is present in this place. And you can say, like Jacob, the presence of God is in this place. Your living room at home is a pliable space. You didn't know that your home or apartment was going to be a church, but God did. God did. He knew that your balcony, he knew that some spot that you could find on this island to get alone would be where you call church. And I want to say this to every one of you. I appreciate all of you multi-purpose worshipers out there. You've been figuring it out. Thank you. Some of you out there on the boat. We can sing. We can serve. We're very pliable, very flexible. Your faith has been challenged because we've been closed down as a society. And if we get moving, God will start working on both the inside and the outside. And we're not bound by what we thought was, you know, God was going to do, but what he can do. Amen. Yeah, this is how you start moving forward. Our plans changed, but God's did not. Our plan A or plan C was his plan A. During this lockdown, we're supposed to be captive in Babylon. Didn't you know that? Isaiah's nailing it right here. He's a prophet, and his job is to provide a vision that is not dependent on a situation. Isaiah 54 again, "Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who have never experienced childbirth." Isaiah was able to say that we are to sing when we're barren, and sing when we're scared, and sing when we can praise, and sing and do it, and cultivate a positive thought. And let it flood your mind. And listen to me. The only reason he could say that in Isaiah chapter 54 is because he saw it in Isaiah chapter 6. His commissioning, when he said, "I see the Lord seated on a throne, and I am lifted up with the King." His glimpse showed him what to tell folks for the future. We've been stuck in our home for many days. We've been stuck in worry long enough. And God says, "I am creating space. Isaiah says that captivity is an opportunity. At the time that he said this, listen to me, the nation of Israel had been captive for 70 years. My friends, we've barely gone 70 days. The Israelites had to keep hope alive for 70 years while in exile. And here's the deal in understanding this scripture premise right here, okay? When Isaiah says, sing, barren woman, he's not talking about physical pregnancy. He's talking about the nation of Israel. Do you remember that the nation of Israel was created by a barren woman? What was her name? Sarah, Abraham's wife. God is trying to show us something. He fills the space that we call empty. What are we going to do with all of this pliable, flexible space? What are we going to do with this time that he has given us to change the way we've always been? Is what God's saying you today to consider what he can do with this wasted space? Is he after you this morning? What you considered a wasted space, God is going to show unto us that he is strong. It was 70 years for exile for the Israelites between the time they were taken captive in Babylonia. Everything they knew was destroyed. Talking about buildings and talking about businesses getting shut down. Talking about employees getting furloughed. Everything they knew. And then they were finally allowed to return. What did they return to? But it was not wasted. And my friends, your life is not wasted. Before you were formed in the womb, God knew you. And God knew what was going to happen to you. And God knew that what was not going to come to pass that you planned for. And God knows the plans he has for you. And what you have been calling wasted, God sees as a stage. Can I take this a little deeper? Is that okay? Let's work it backwards. How much space have you allocated for God to work in your life? Have you given him any space, or have you just been going around the clock with drivenness? Or do you keep secret chambers for yourself where we say to God, I'm going to trust you with this much, but not that much. I'm going to give you this part, but not that part. I'm going to bring you over here, God, and I'm going to fake it over there. God, I'm going this far, but when we get to a certain point, I'm going to pull back. And Isaiah says this, don't pull back. Because the part of your heart that you don't give to God becomes enemy-held territory. Listen to me. This is right from my personal journey. Andrew, the part of your heart that you don't give to God, the enemy will take. And today we come to take it back. Here is my heart, Lord. Be committed and have a strong heart for the Lord. God says the space in your life where you do not know what God's going to do next, that flex space, that pliable stuff, God wants to show off. God likes to take a 9-foot giant out by using a 5-foot 3-inch little boy. The differential, by the way, size of the giant and the size of the little boy is God's pliable space. Courage of a giant. And he took one out at only 5 feet tall. God says, I'm coming into your situation. God says, I'm going to break through because I'm strong and I'm mighty. And we should not back down from any giant. Do not back down from uncertainty. Do not stop with your inner convictions over your heart, over what is happening in our nation today. Follow through with scripture. Follow through with his calling in your life. Send the love message through. Do not quit. And we should not be walking away from our promises that he's given us. There are times in our lives when we're going to feel weak. No doubt about it. I've gone through it. You've gone through it. There have been certain nights where I just wanted to grab my hair and pull it out. And there's not much left. And I sat there going, oh my gosh, how is this going to work? Paul tells us that if we are weak, we are strong in the presence of God. So guess what your weakness is? It's your pliable space. God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the available, pliable space. It's not wasted. My friends, it's a setup. We need to stop acting so perfect so God can have some pliable space. God can't be strong if we're pretending to be strong. I've been there. You can't pose. God can't show his strength. We need to come before God saying, I need you just like I needed my last breath. Isaiah tells us that this is not the time to hold back. Lengthen our course, strengthen and stretch. It's not good to have a strong faith if you don't have something that's pliable, moldable, and changeable, that's permanent in that sense. Something new that you're going to put in the new fortress and the foundations of your heart. I finish with this. There is no waste in God's economy. Everything will serve a purpose in your life. Let's pray this morning. Lord, in these moments that you've been here with us and that we've shared together, we thank you for making a way for us to be in this park. We will not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I pray that you connect us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let today's words go straight to the heart, bypassing all the false beliefs and any junk that has gotten found its way in there that keep us from hearing what you've said today in your word. Move the stakes. Get them deep. Pull this apart. Get this stretched out. Allow us to get in a place that we will receive your words that are spoken today. Get there. And a new revelation. Father, we give you all the glory today. All of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Andrew, for just capturing what has happened and what is happening throughout our land, and just being able to go to that place that we need to ask the question, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? And so the scripture that he is mentioning was birthing, you know? Now, I am a guy, so I've never had a baby, but I can definitely say to you women, thank you. So what has God birthed? The underground church has been around for a long time because governments were going against the church, but the church never stopped. It was never, ever stopped. To this day, China, every day, they estimate between 20 and 30,000 people are getting saved every day. India, 10 to 20,000 every day. And that's because of these home groups, these little groups of one or two, two people, five people, 10 people meeting throughout the week that have, you cannot stop and you cannot kill the church. And that's what you've realized here. That's what you've recognized here during these few days that we have been locked out from going to these buildings that we're used to going to. You recognize that God is with you and that he has never left you, and you have been able to creatively find places so that you can continue to grow. And so for myself as a pastor, being used to sharing, all of a sudden we have to go online and have to learn how to use a computer and all this electronic stuff. And I am horrible at it. But the bottom line is that God, he is still growing his church. He's growing what he wants. And so it reminds me of us, what is God doing to us and for us in this country? And what the word that came to my mind was the organic church. God is birthing an organic church. I'll give you an example. I had in my yard, in the patio, I had two planters. And I had two plants that were about this tall. And the leaves were about this wide and about maybe this long. And so I'd water them and I'd have to add vitamins to it because they start to die off. And so I'd had these things for a long time. I still have one left. The other one, I decided to plant it in the ground. So I put it in the corner, and I put this thing down. Within 4 to 5 months, that thing had grown up to the height of our deck, and it was pushing the electrical lights that I have in the patio, was pushing them away. And then this big, beautiful flower came out like this, and it kind of showed up, and it was a bird of paradise. I didn't even know that that plant was a bird of paradise. It did not have a place to grow. And so when I stuck it in the ground, it found its natural and normal organic place. And the fullness of what it was to be was now given a place for that. And God started to reveal to me that that many times is what we can do as people. That we can create these pots, these ministries that are limiting, where we're trying to expand and multiply, but we multiply more pots. But what I want to say today is that what I believe what God is doing is that He is birthing in you new ministries and new opportunities. And it is our role as pastors and leaders to equip you for the things that God has been speaking to you during these times, these days, that God is revealing things. And I am trusting, we are trusting, that God is birthing and that you're going to be dropping these seeds, this new life in the lives of other people that need to hear the message of Jesus. And so thank you, Andrew, and all of you that have come together to celebrate us coming together to be as one. And I'm going to share one scripture. Jesus said this. He prayed for his disciples, and then he continued his prayer. He says, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." That's speaking of you and I. So that prayer was Jesus saying, I am praying for those other people, not just the disciples, but I'm praying for those that will come to know me. And here's what he says. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may know, may believe that you sent me. That is why we're here, is to let the world know that Jesus had been sent for them. And so the way we do that is to be one. What does that look like? I don't know. But I know that if we're intentional, we'll see it. I believe that as we have been drawn together because of this one thing, we recognize that we have an opportunity now to grow and to become something completely organic. And so my prayer is that you and I will hear from God as to what God is saying, and we will walk forward to the calling that God has for us, that even the dogs will hear the proclamation of the gospel. So I'm just going to pray a blessing. Father, I pray your blessings upon every single seed that you have planted into the hearts of every single soul that is here today, and that they would recognize what you are birthing in them, and that you would plant them in good, fertile soil, that they would bear fruit, that the bird of paradise would be revealed in their own hearts, in their homes, and in their lives. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Hang on just a second here. Is my mic on? Before we head out, a couple things for you. Our goal is to do this through June. Of course, as you know, we just follow each week as it unfolds. So we will be regularly posting on our website and sending email blasts out to remind you. But hopefully, if everyone just stays responsible in how we're doing things, we can do this again next week at 9:30 right here. We're going to close with a couple songs here. You're welcome to stay and worship with us for a couple more songs. But as you begin to start heading out, just remember to put your masks back on as you roam. But we don't want to rush your fellowship not happening. So take your time today. You don't have to rush out of here. We're going to take a while packing some stuff anyway. So we hope you've been blessed today. It's been so good to just see you guys. And we're just going to close with a couple songs of celebration. Have a great rest of your weekend and week ahead. And we'll keep you guys informed as we do this some more in the future.
When I'm in the roughest waters, I won't go under, I won't drown. When I'm in over my head, I know that you won't let me down. And when I'm broken and down to nothing, I know that you are always up.
for something good. I know that you are always up to something good. You'll make a way, whatever it takes. There's nothing your love won't endure. I know that you are always up to something good. Even through the deepest valley, you go before me, you are here. For I know you'll never leave me. Your love surrounds me, I won't fear. And when I'm broken and down to nothing, I know that you are always up to something good. I know that you are always up to something good. You'll make a way, whatever it takes. There's nothing your love won't endure. I know that you are always up to something good. And through the darkest night, you are on my side. You are always faithful. Through my fear and doubt, you will lead me out. You are always able. Through the darkest night, you are on my side. You are always faithful. Through my fear and doubt, you will lead me out. You are always able.
I know,
and I know that you are always up to something good. I know that you are always up to something good.
That's right.
You'll make a way, whatever it takes. There's nothing your love won't endure. I know that you are always up to something good.
That last line one more time. I know,
and I know that you are always up to something good.
Yeah.
Set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are church, we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom. The darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Send your church on fire.
Unleash your kingdom power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty-changing heart. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. And we are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Send your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray.
Sing out. Build your kingdom.
Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray.
Woo! Just lift your voices and shout a praise to the Lord today. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Chasing after what won't last. I'm done with building these castles that crumble like sand. Oh, knees on the floor, I finally found it. Everything I need, it was always right in front of me. You gave me a name, you changed everything.